last year, allegations of fraud caused the Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA, to open up a review of insurance claims from Superstorm Sandy. But now, thanks to several whistleblowers, there are allegations of fraud in the review process as well. WHYY's Joe Hernandez reports.
Jeff Coolidge oversaw a team of auditors who were reviewing Sandy claims. At a press conference hosted by New Jersey Congressman Tom MacArthur this week, Coolidge said his bosses ordered him to tailor his damage estimates to a certain dollar amount, a threshold, regardless of how bad the damage actually was.
And if we saw more flood damage than its threshold allowed, we were told not to pay for it. If I or one of my reviewers recommended that FEMA pay more on a claim than the threshold predicted, FEMA would not approve it and told us to change our estimates.
A handful of other whistleblowers have reportedly come forward too, but their identities are not public. FEMA spokesman Raphael Lemaitre says he can't discuss specific allegations of wrongdoing, which would be referred to the U.S. Inspector General.
I can tell you right now that there is no incentive to underpay any claim. The system is not set up to systematically underpay claims. In fact, quite the opposite. The system is set up to make sure that every policyholder gets every dollar they are due.
But attorney Augie Mattes isn't buying it. He represents more than 1,000 homeowners and business owners who are still waiting for FEMA to take a second look at their claims. And he says they're losing patience with the agency.
It's not just government incompetence. When they hear that it's intentional fraud and then FEMA covering up the intentional fraud, they're shocked and horrified like they should be.
Congressman MacArthur has called on FEMA head Craig Fugate to resign and is asking for a formal investigation. From the New Jersey desk, I'm Joe Hernandez, WHYY News.